This is a trigger warning that the following podcast talks about eating disorders. If this affects you, please see the show notes for resources.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Guys, I am back and it feels great to be back. Well, honestly, I was really enjoying my holiday. I don't even know if I mentioned that I was going on a holiday, but I did. And I'm back. I went on a cruise. I love cruises. The service was absolutely amazing. So a big shout out, especially to Zay, A, and Sharon. I love you and I miss you guys so much. I went to Vanuatu and New Caledonia and honestly, so beautiful. The waters were so clear. It was just, it was wonderful. I met so many wonderful people. I did so many amazing things. And I would highly recommend to go on a cruise, especially Royal Caribbean. As Jared puts it, my boyfriend, it's like a floating island. And it literally is. There is everything there. And that was Jared's first cruise. And it was really funny because as soon as we hopped onto the boat, I immediately went over to the lift to go upstairs. And Jared's like, what are you doing? We can't. What are you doing? I think he thought I was breaking and entering or just going somewhere I shouldn't. And I'm like, babe, this is part of the cruise. You get to do whatever the fuck you want. And you know what? That's what we did. We had a great time. We watched so many cool shows. The entertainment there was amazing. We watched one show 4 times, I believe. It was that entertaining. It was that amazing. The singers, the dancers, the saxophone player, they all... Oh, and even the robots that were involved. Wow, 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 wow. The show was called Pixels Cabaret. And seriously, guys, just get your ass on a boat and go have a fun time. The food is amazing. The service is so memorable and out of this world. And it's just a great way to become less pasty if you're like me. And also just have a relaxing time and have a relaxing time. What else could you ask for? So what I'm proud of myself for is having everything prepared so that I could have a relaxing time because I didn't want to not post an episode of the podcast, of course. So I made sure that whilst I was away, all I had to do was click the upload button. I had everything prepared because there you go, consistency is the key. So anyways, I'm less pasty than I was before. If you like having adventurous times as well, like we went to these beautiful waterfalls. We didn't actually book a tour. It helps to save money, to be honest. But we didn't book a tour. We just got there and we went snorkeling first, which was beautiful. But it was also Jared's first time snorkeling, so he swallowed half of the seawater. But besides that, after that, we went to a waterfall and all of the tours that had booked to go to that waterfall earlier on in the day, because we actually got there quite later in the day to Vanuatu, I believe. And so unfortunately, because it was a little cloudy in the morning, the tours cancelled going to the waterfall because it was too muddy. But because we went on our own, we still went there. So we requested to go to the waterfall and, oh my gosh, because it was later in the day and we had to be back on boat by a certain time, we were there by ourselves. Don't worry, we made it on time. But we did imagine what would happen if we were late to go back on the ship and how we'd have to ask one of the lovely locals if they could drive us to the ship from their boats. And we could be like waving down our sea pass card like, let us in. I don't think it will work out as smoothly as I'm imagining it to be. But I mean, not that that whole situation would be smooth in the first place. But you know what I mean. Anyways, the waterfall was just absolutely stunning. I cannot believe it was real. It honestly, like, I believe Jared sent a photo to his dad, and his dad asked if we were photoshopped in it because it was that unreal. It was truly beautiful. It was so peaceful, so beautiful. And make sure to wear water shoes because you will be trekking it through the water. But it's well worth the walk, which wasn't even that long. But the whole route is really just truly beautiful. Just go. Trust me. And if you ever get the opportunity to go somewhere, I would highly recommend a cruise to Vanuatu, if you like that sort of thing. But besides all of that, I had a wonderful time. We got to swim with turtles on an island, like they were just swimming around. And we saw them, oh my gosh! I've always wanted to do that and it was amazing. But yeah, we spent a very long time saving up for that cruise and that we made it and got to experience it. So thank you. Thank you very much. Besides that, I hope you enjoyed my little catch me up on my life update. We are here today to talk all about fat phobia. Some of what we will be discussing today includes, of course, what fat phobia is, why it exists, the importance of challenging fat phobia, how fat phobia affects both the individual and the community, and then some different ways that you can try and challenge that weight bias and accept and embrace body diversity. So thank you very much to Butterfly Organization and ANews Education. And with that, let's get into today's episode. Before we get into today's episode, though, I want to make it very clear that the word fat is not a bad word. It is not a slur. However, I understand the word fat is a fear term. It's something that we've feared because of what we believe being fat means. So that's why we're talking about everything today. So whenever I say the word fat today, it is not a dirty, it is not a negative, it is not a bad word. Just remember that being fat does not equal being unhealthy. But also keep in mind that no matter what weight you are, no matter how many tummy rolls you have, you are beautiful. You know that you can be fat and beautiful. And yes, hearing the word fat is an uncomfortable feeling. But that is why we are having today's episode, because this is something that needs to be addressed. There is no more fearing being fat, okay? You are not going to fear the word fat anymore. So I understand that hearing the word fat is very uncomfortable and something you're probably not used to. But that is why today's episode is here. So buckle up, be brave. I know you are brave. I know you are strong. And get ready to change that mindset of yours. We love all. And remember, once again, that fat people are also beautiful people. It's not one or the other. You can be both. Whether it comes from early childhood, the media, influences, whatever it is, that has made us believe that being fat is something to be feared and never want to be, that has made us conditioned to even fear the word fat, let alone be it, needs to change. So that's why we're talking about today's episode. So with that, let's get into what fat phobia is. So fat phobia is having a fear of fat bodies and having a negative behavior towards a fat person. So some people experience internalized fat phobia where they fear or feel uncomfortable with their body size. So they'll keep actively trying to change that size, whether that's going to the gym or even different eating disorder behaviors, disordered eating behaviors. They are actively trying to change their looks and their body size because they are uncomfortable with what they look like. And then there are other people that are fat phobic towards others. And they are being fat phobic by either judging that person or discriminating against that person. And they do this because they have a bigger body. And fat phobia also has a bias towards fat people. So a few examples of having fat phobic beliefs include thinking people that have larger bodies are lazy or undisciplined. They're disgusting. They're not intelligent. They're selfish. They're greedy. If they have any health issues, they're to blame for them. Ah, as if that's not bad enough. Another example includes believing that they deserve less than other people. And that includes they deserve love less, they deserve success less, they deserve a happy life less. That just sounds fucking ridiculous, doesn't it? Why the fuck would someone deserve less because of their body size? There is literally no logical answer to that because it's just not fucking true. Maybe you've heard of fat phobia as a weight bias or being anti-fat or having weight stigma, but what they all are describing is having a negative attitude, behavior, and stereotypes for people that have larger bodies. These are such limiting and destructive beliefs. If you think this about yourself, That is terrible for the self-esteem. And if other people think that about other people, well, that is such a dud way of thinking and it needs to stop. And fat phobia looks like in society, clothing stores not stocking larger sizes or using larger models promoting or being a part of the photo shoots for their clothes. It can look like fat being used as an insult. And even when a larger person goes into a certain store and they get shunned, they get judged, they get treated poorly, even throwing comments as in, oh, you shouldn't be at this store, nothing's going to fit you. And just trying to degrade them and make them feel bad for being their size. Fuck off! Even medically, people assume that you are unhealthy because of your size. And even look at the entertainment industry. There are so many movies and TV shows where the fat person is mainly a side character or a sidekick. On top of that, their character revolves around being bigger, like Fat Amy. And so many characters that have turned from being fat to then being skinny and either being disgusted with the way that they used to look or only feeling more confident now that they are a smaller size. There's an example here of Quinn Fabray when she leaves Fat Lucy behind, literally changes her name to escape her previously fat self. Of course she was hated, she was a quote-unquote loser, and she was fat. And because of all of this, she had to change her name and become the popular girl. But only once she became skinny. And that's the same with Pretty Little Liars. Hannah was only attractive and popular once she became skinny. And keep in mind, once again, I'm not blaming the media for how we feel about ourselves. However, it does influence us, especially if we don't have a lot of self-love or self-confidence. So what this is telling us is that we need to be skinny in order to feel confident, to feel attractive, and we should overlook any body image or eating disorder issues if it means other people accept us or view us as being skinny and attractive.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Active. No. That shit needs to get gone because it is not helping us at all. And this is why we need to watch movies like Isn't It Romantic? Rebel Wilson's character, I don't even think they mention her being fat in that movie at all. And if they did, it swept under the rug in my brain because that wasn't what the movie was about. It was first of all about her finding love for herself and also being admired and also for people admiring her regardless of what her size is. And we love the moral of that story because, I mean, if you haven't seen it, I'm not going to spoil it. However, it has a lot to do. Go watch this movie. It's on Netflix. It has a lot to do with how you see yourself, and that is what is so important to have. You need to value yourself regardless of what you look like, but to love what you look like, to love who you are. So go watch that movie. It's fun. It's funny. And you know what? It has a good moral to the story. Go watch it. That's your homework for this week. And another very interesting concept is when, say, an influencer posts a photo of themselves in a bikini or without a shirt on, and then they start getting comments like, oh, you're so brave. I'm so proud of you posting this and not caring what anyone will think. Yes, majority of the time the people commenting this have kind intentions with these comments. However, riddle me this. What is there to be brave about? The person is just posting a photo of themselves in a bikini or shirtless. What about that makes them brave? A very skinny person that does the same thing won't receive those same comments about them being brave. So although the person that comments this could really have kind intentions about it, it's indicating that they have something to feel afraid to post or to share. Because, I mean, what else would they be being brave for then? So there's nothing to be brave about doing because they're just posting a photo. Just like anyone else, just like someone skinny would be doing. So to say that they're brave implies that what they're doing is something that's not usually done. But a lot of people post shirtless or bikini pictures. It's not an unusual thing to post those types of photos, but because the person is bigger, it's considered brave to do the same thing that's usually done. It's only considered brave. People believe that they look different because they are a bigger size. And you know what? Maybe the person that posts it does feel brave for posting it. But that also indicates that But that's where the internal fat phobia comes from, and also society's expectations of the size that you should be to accept it and considered normal to post these sort of things. So that needs to be changed, because there should be nothing brave about doing something that is considered normal for other people. If the skinny people are getting comments like, oh, I want your body, you are gorgeous, you are stunning, well, you know what? It should be the exact same for bigger people. Minus, oh, you're so brave to be posting a photo that skinny people would never be questioned about. Yeah, not cool. Anyways, and besides all of this, you don't even know someone's health status, in most cases, by simply looking at their body size. So cut the shit. As I'm sure you've gathered by now, fat phobia, just like any type of discrimination, affects the individual. It can affect both your physical and mental health. Examples of this include having a lower self-esteem, having larger levels of body dissatisfaction, and poor self-image. You can also have disordered eating habits, which, as we know, can lead to eating disorders as well. It can influence an individual to be more isolated and also avoid exercising or any physical activity. And unfortunately, fat phobia affects the community as well, because we don't come out of the womb and say, fuck fat people. It is learned through society. It's hard for people to accept that just because they're a bigger size, they can also be looking after themselves. Okay? Challenging fat phobia is important because it is harmful to everyone's self-esteem. There should be no discrimination. There should be no bullying. There should be none of this mindset that weight equals worth. This weight bias stigma needs to go because whilst we have it here, it affects a person's self-esteem and their self-worth, their self-love. And it also affects how people treat each other. People shouldn't feel uncomfortable going into certain clothing stores. People shouldn't feel uncomfortable for eating what they want to eat. People shouldn't have to consider themselves worthy only when they're being told, wow, you look so good. You've lost weight, haven't you? They should have felt good before. So where was that quote-unquote compliment then? So it is important for all of us to try and not only break this internal fat phobia, if this is something you're struggling with, and also the community side to it too, because we all deserve to feel included and safe and comfortable being out in the community and society and just accepting our bodies and also other people's bodies for what it is, its beautiful self. So now let's of course get into how we can challenge fat phobia and be rid it, burn it, to send it off, to get gone. So the first thing that I'm going to suggest is to diversify your feed. You know how I said get rid of all those unhelpful influences that just make you compare yourself and feel bad about yourself? Well, as we get rid of what puts you down, we have now made room for diversity and inclusivity. So why don't you go find some influencers that embrace who they are, that love themselves for what they look like, and don't give a fuck about what other people think about them or their body weight. Wow, what a better way to uplift you and find motivation and excitement to feel that same way about yourself and other people. It is a very hard thing to do, to first of all change your mindset from feeling so negatively about yourself and always putting yourself down, and changing that mindset to a happier and healthier and more loving way of thinking and feeling. So it's going to be very helpful to replace those influences that you look at that make you feel bad about what you look like. Obviously, it's probably not these influences' intentions to bring you down. They're just most likely loving their body too, and that's great if they are. But there is no point constantly surrounding yourself and engaging with things that is just going to put yourself down. So instead, feel inspired by the influences that love themselves for who they are and can embrace themselves for who they are. Yeah, I'm fat, but you know what? I'm also beautiful. Because yes, you can be both. And remember, fat is not supposed to be a dirty word, but that is what we have been made to believe. So follow these people, feel inspired by these people that embrace who they are, and get rid of that negative stigma that being fat means you're not beautiful, and that being found as a negative thing, which it is not. So a great person that I'm going to recommend to follow, she is beautiful, she embraces her size, and she's confident. Her name is Milo Hartill. Okay, so what you're going to do is get rid of all of those negative feelings that you don't need when you look at people that you are comparing yourself to put yourself down, and replace it with people that are going to inspire you to love who you are. Another thing that is going to help both your internal fat phobia, if you're struggling with that, and also to try and help challenge society's fat phobia, is to speak up when you can. Set boundaries. From listening to this episode or doing more research yourself on fat phobia, you can learn about what helps encourage fat phobia and what helps challenge it. So if you hear somebody, whether you're the bystander, where you're hearing someone being put down for being fat, you can step in and you can say those comments aren't helpful. And if people are saying this to you directly, you can tell them, I don't want to talk to you about my weight. This comment's not helpful. This comment is unnecessary. Goodbye. And you don't have to be nasty about it, but just set it straight. Set that standard. And the more that you share about what you will accept and what you don't think is right, then people will start to listen. And if they don't, well, goodbye. For real. Goodbye. And this not only helps you set your boundaries and accept that being fat phobic is not okay, but you will also help spread that mindset and hopefully help people have a better understanding about what is appropriate to say and also how fat phobia needs to be challenged. Besides that, you can also try and avoid commenting on people's bodies, especially if you're trying to give a compliment. And I'm sure you mean the best, but if we're trying to change these fat phobia habits and beliefs, it will help if you want to give a compliment to someone to base it on what's inside. So just keep in mind that if you're telling someone that they look beautiful because they've lost weight, well, they look beautiful regardless of how much they weigh. So what you can say is, you look beautiful. And when you're trying to focus on the inside, think about a quality that you really admire about them that has nothing to do with their looks. I'm sure they are beautiful and tell them that. But just make sure that they know that they are beautiful and that is regardless of what their body looks like. So go give compliments to the ones that you love, but look about the qualities that you admire about them. They could be caring, they could be a good listener, they can make you laugh. These are all amazing things and amazing qualities within someone that have absolutely nothing to do with the size of their body. And also, when you are letting people know that their comment was unhelpful and you don't need to hear that, make sure that you are also using the same energy and same mindset on yourself. So if you find yourself putting yourself down for what you look like or the size of your body, say the same thing. Why is this comment helpful? Is it? No. Why isn't it helpful? Because you're putting yourself down and you are not defined by the size of your body. Remind yourself why putting your body down and yourself down is not helpful at all, and you are going to hear your own thoughts a lot more than other people, unless they're literally yapping in your ear 24/7. But either way, you want to shut them both down, politely, at least in most cases, but you're not going to surround yourself with people that like putting other people down because of their weight. So you should not be doing the same to yourself. Which also leads me to my next tip about auditing your surroundings. So this includes social media, as we were talking about before. Get rid of accounts, influencers that either encourage being fatphobic or make you feel bad about the size that you are, because you shouldn't, and you need to replace those accounts with people that inspire you to love yourself for who you are and for what your body looks like, regardless of whatever fucking number the scale says, and regardless of how many tummy rolls that you have. And on top of this, I want you to take a look at the people that you interact with. Also, what TV shows and movies you watch. What is consuming you? And is it positive? Or is it leading you towards being fatphobic? Even write it all down and analyze what areas of your life influence fatphobia. Are there people in your life that make you feel bad for the size that you are? And decide whether or not keeping these things around is helpful for you or not. And if not, well, you know what to do that is going to be helpful for you. You don't have to be nasty about it, but you also do not have to stand for something that brings you down. We need to turn this mindset around so that you start to appreciate and accept your body. Every time that you talk poorly about how you look and your body size, you are engraving this mindset deeper into your head that, first of all, being fat is not okay, and that you should feel bad if you consider yourself fat. You are lowering your self-esteem and basing your worth off how you look. And second of all, you are telling yourself that it's okay to speak to yourself this way, which it isn't in general. If you are insulting yourself out loud as well, and you're telling people, oh, I'm fat, which means I'm useless and ugly and worthless, which is not true, you are also setting the standard for the people around you. So maybe you do this to someone else, or maybe they do it to you. And I'm sure you notice the drop in energy when you say things like this or someone else says stuff like this. What is the point? Well, first of all, trying to make someone feel bad about the way that they look, and also doing the same for yourself. A great example that I can think of, I actually saw today on my TikTok. This video is of a beautiful young girl, and she's eating in the video, and the caption is, "Mentally preparing myself to get body shamed when I travel back to Vietnam." And the comments are just nasty.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
One of the comments has in quotations, "Oh no, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions." Another says, "Damn, if only there was some way to fix that." Another says, "Yes, prepare myself to face consequences to a problem by continuing that problem." Which is, I think what they're trying to say is that because she's eating, it's making her big. Ugh, we all have to eat. We should all enjoy eating food. I mean, a big chunk of my TikTok feed is mainly ramen and so many different tutorials and recipes on foods that I cannot wait to try. I love food. You should enjoy eating food and you shouldn't be shamed for eating. Another really nasty comment here says motivation, as in the way that she looks is inspiring them to exercise or something like that, to motivate them to not be like that. What the fuck? And another says ironic TikTok. Another says wake up call. Another says did it to yourself. And another says she's still eating bro with the skull face after that. So nasty. Unfortunately, this is something that will always be around on social media, it seems. But these are just some examples of how people treat and talk to larger people. It's so unkind. Let me read you some of the positive comments, though, because it is these thoughts that we're trying to challenge, the negative ones. And I'm going to give you some examples of how we should all be thinking about other people and ourselves. The people commenting these are also helping to challenge fat phobia because they are standing up for someone that shouldn't even be attacked in the first place. Good on them. It doesn't have to be aggressive. If anything, they are more focused on just being kind to this person that is probably reading through these comments and could be getting upset by them. And this is why self-esteem and self-worth and self-love is so important as well. Because reading shit like this is nasty. As Thumper from Bambi says, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it. So let's go over some of the nicer comments, shall we? One just purely says, you are beautiful. Hell yeah. Another says, you are beautiful and that's all that matters. Another says, you're beautiful and don't let anyone else change your mind on that. I'm sitting here watching this thinking how lucky I'd be if I could talk to you. Another comment says, they're too focused on things that don't matter and can't wrap their heads around the effects of their words. Very shallow, loving yourself is all that matters. Beautiful. Beautiful comment. Your weight doesn't matter. Thank you, Jason, for commenting that. Yes. That is the mindset that we should all have. It doesn't matter about your weight. This video was posted in the first place because she's anxious about going overseas and being body shamed. And now it's happening in the comments. Where is the love? And you know, something that I learned as well is that I went to food for comfort. When I would try to escape my fears or my worries, or I just wanted to distract myself from something, I would go and eat food. I was doing it unhealthily. I am not saying that this is what this girl is doing, but you never know what's going on inside someone else's head, so why bring them down even more? And she's clearly upset in this video. It's written all over her face. It's fucking awful to think that she would post this. And instead of coming back to just positive comments, and once again, I understand that social media, there's going to be a lot of negative Nancys out there. But rather than coming to a majority of kind comments, I'm not sure what the ratio is on here, but there is so much hatred in these comments. For what reason? Literally for what reason? They're trying to put her down for the way that she looks and her size. That's horrible. I'm literally still scrolling through right now. There's over 8,000 comments at this time. And one says, maybe don't be plus sized. The fuck? And even though I'm saying that negative comments that are spread throughout social media should be expected, it doesn't make it okay. It's sad that this is something that we expect to happen. But unfortunately, that's just the truth at the moment in this point of our lives, and we're going to try and change that with fat phobia and whatever it is that people are being nasty about. Something else that I just thought of as well are the difference between bigger people and smaller people when they are posting videos of themselves on TikTok or wherever else of them eating food. Have you noticed how different the reactions are? When it's a skinnier person, the comments are like, oh my gosh, I wish I could look like you and eat all of this food, or you look so beautiful, you're so skinny, how do you do it? There are some people that, and just overall positivity, of course, yes, as we know, there are negative comments no matter where you go. Unfortunately. But when it comes to bigger people doing the exact same thing that smaller people do, where they eat all of this bunch of food, or just even recording themselves eating a normal sized meal, the backlash and the hatred that comes to the people that are bigger, that are doing the exact same thing that skinnier people do, they get so much hatred. Similar to the comments that I read just before. And just saying, oh, you know, you shouldn't be eating that much, even though some of the time, it is just a normal serving. I mean, it depends what video you're watching, but it's sad to think that two people can do the exact same thing, but one is taken as a positive and one is a more negative reaction and just spreading hatred. And that is being fatphobic, because why is it okay for a smaller person to be doing the exact same thing as someone that's bigger, which in this example is them filming themselves eating food, but the fatter person is criticized for the way that they look and the size that they are, and told that they should stop eating or eat less, or they find it repulsive watching them eat this food. grow up. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They should be eating. And you know what? Fucking good on them for posting the videos anyways. Doing what they like to do, filming themselves eat food and eating food in general. So do I. And even when they keep posting these things and getting hatred, which shouldn't happen, but they keep posting and they keep pushing through, they are challenging fat phobia and they are making a name for themselves. They're getting popular. They're also increasing their confidence by putting themselves out there. They're stepping out of their comfort zone. They are taking a leap of faith. And fuck yes to that. We should be cheering them on. All of them. No matter what the size they are. Good on them. Good on you for putting yourself out there. So instead, let's all try and encourage everyone. Encourage acceptance. Encourage body diversity. You can try and do this by avoiding language that increases feelings of guilt and shame that has to do with someone's weight or food or eating. And examples of words include junk foods, good foods, bad foods. You look good because you've lost weight. Just cut that shit out. And also just remember to surround yourself with all different types of body sizes and be diverse and accept them all. Encourage it all and celebrate them all. And stick up for those and yourself against people and yourself that are being cruel to people because of their body size or their weight or their self. All of that. And give compliments to people without their body being involved. And of course, go through your life, audit your life, and get rid of that fatphobic shit. And keep educating yourself on what fatphobia is and surrounding yourself by influences that accept and celebrate all different shapes and sizes, as we should all be doing. Okay? So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Love you all very much. Can't wait to speak to you soon. Challenge that fatphobic bullshit. And remember. That's right, remember. Yep. To recover with Allie.